Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature. A
heart of gold. Shh, are you listening? A heart of stone. This is Slug Sound Waves. A heart of plastic. A heart of bone. My name is Casey Keel. I play for a band called Wicked Bears. It consists of Nick Fleming. He plays guitar. Ken Vallejos plays the drums. And I play the bass and sing in the band. Tuning Out comes out October 13th. It's a record we've been working on for the past year, probably about since March. We recorded the instruments with Wes over at Archive Studio. And we recorded the vocals over with Chance Clift down in Provo at Lewis Manor. And the reason I say Chance Clift instead of Chance Lewis is because when he mixed the record and he did a lot of vocal production, he actually helped us out a ton. And when we wanted to give him his credits on the record, he asked that we call him Chance Clift rather than Chance Lewis. Chance Lewis is his rapper name. Chance Clift is his real name. We actually got the record back 3 weeks ago. We got the masters. It's very exciting to hear, and we're excited for people to hear them. A heart of gold. The record kind of ended up being a snapshot of how we've been feeling over the past year, kind of things that have been going on. There's been a lot of stuff going on. There's been a lot of polarizing things that have been happening, and we don't really talk about the polarizing things that have been happening, but it's kind of about the need to see more important things or to focus on more important things than all of the things that seem to be showing up everywhere on our phones and on billboards and just in everywhere we look. And I think that's where the phrase tuning out comes from, is the need to tune out things that don't matter and are really affecting us. Wicked Bear started in the fall or winter of 2015. Nick and Ken have been playing together in a ska band called Show Me Island for many years, and they're a really great band. And I've been playing in a few different groups, and I recorded an acoustic record with Chance Lewis. And once we got done with that, I didn't have a lot to do, and I was sitting on Spotify at work, and Nick was listening to Masked Intruder, which is a pop-punk band that did a record in 2015 and 2016. They're both really, really good, actually. I basically just texted him, asked him if he wanted to start a band that was like Masked Intruder, if he wanted to start a pop-punk band. And he thought it sounded like a great idea. And he texted Ken to see if he wanted to play drums. And then we got together and we wrote our first song about 2 or 3 weeks later. After we wrote that first song, we wrote 5 more songs and we did an EP in February. And after that, we have a friend named Rob who lives in Idaho and runs a label called Hidden Home Records. And he liked the EP and wanted to do a physical release. So we did a physical release in April. And since then, we've been putting on shows for touring bands, putting on shows when it feels like a good time to put on a show. In the winter of 2016, we toured California and Washington, kind of did the big go up to Idaho and come across loop. And that went really well until our van got robbed in San Francisco. I think that kind of just happens to everybody now. It's almost an initiation thing to get robbed while you're on tour, because it happens to everybody in these big cities. Those vans just get targeted. And I just want something to eat before I fall asleep. While we were writing these songs, we were kind of hoping to get on the fast track as far as getting them done and getting them out. We started writing them in March of this year. And once we got to the tail end of writing them in June, we didn't know who to record with, and we were talking to a lot of different people, and we recorded our EP with Wes over at Archive, so we just went with him pretty naturally because he's the man, and we work really well with him. But we wanted to try something different for our vocal tracks, and we wanted to get our record mixed by someone who's had experience with pop punk, but also had experience in other genres, so that we can kind of get the different spices in the cake. You don't put spices in cake, though. Put spices in the soup? What do you put spices in? So we decided to reach out to Chance, and he was really excited to work with us. And he's done pop punk in the past, so it really was a pretty natural partnership. He's a rapper, and he's a great rapper. And it was really funny recording punk vocals in the studio with him, because he's really good at hearing when a vocal take is good, when a vocal take is bad, when a syllable needs to move, when you need a breath somewhere, or when you should be taking a breath somewhere else. That was really helpful. I think Reebok Classics is a really good example of a song that you can pretty well hear Chance's influence as an engineer on it. In the choruses specifically, there's a lot of really cool kind of vocal layers that you might not even hear when listening to the record initially, but Chance is just really smart about putting things back in the corner that on your 10th listen or your 20th listen you'll hear and kind of think how cool it is. That's kind of what's been happening to me listening to these songs, just because I think Chance's, I really like Chance's work. My most meaningful expression as an artist is through the lyrics. It makes these record releases a really intimate and kind of self-aware experience. I'm consistently thinking about what's person A going to think of these lyrics, what's person B going to think of these lyrics, because I'm talking about stuff that a lot of the people in my life wouldn't necessarily approve of, or it's something that if they were to learn about, they might perceive me or they might perceive us as a band differently. At the end of the day, the most important thing, I think, is getting those words out there. Because if we feel a certain way, or if I feel a certain way, and there's something important that's to be said, that if I don't say it, I'm going to regret having not said it. How everybody else feels about it doesn't really matter. Why do I put myself through this shit? You'd think by now I'd have had enough of it. There's a song on the record called No Vacancy. The hook of the song, there is no vacancy here, but all the tenants moved away. And that sentiment kind of reflects the idea that the way I feel about people and the way I see them has not changed. But the way I'm seen by those people I care about has changed, for the worse. To me, that's a really difficult thing to wrestle with. And it's a difficult thing to kind of fess up to. It's like, it feels lame to point it out and to kind of complain about it, but at the same time, it's not, because creating music is about expressing yourself. It's about creating art that reflects who you are and what you want to say to the world. And so with tuning out, there's a lot of feelings of negativity. There's a lot of feelings of sadness and depression I've felt, or sadness that I've felt. It shows up in a lot of places in the record. There's another song on the record called Reebok Classics that I really hope shows the flip side of that. I have these negative feelings and there's things going on in my brain I don't like. But in Reebok Classics, kind of the moral of the story is that all this shit that I've gone through and all the shit that has happened, it's because I'm being true to myself. And it's because I'm making decisions that I think are the right decisions. So at the end of the day, when I don't like what's going on, I wouldn't change it. The way the people I care about see me and perceive me negatively, that sucks, and I complain about it. But I wouldn't change the path I took to get to this spot. And Reebok Classics, I hope, is kind of a manifestation of that. The very last line of the song, it says, two lines that are not parallel will eventually meet, and there's nowhere else I think I'd rather be. What I mean by that is, when you have fundamental disagreements about social issues or about religious issues, you're not going to find out who's right and who's wrong until your lines that aren't parallel meet, which in a lot of scenarios is just going to be when you die. Either we're all going to black out and we're going to be buried underground and nothing's going to be happening, or we're going to end up in the celestial kingdom and I'll go hang out with my mom and my dad when they want to see me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than at that point, because I know I've done the right thing. And when we get to that point, even if I'm wrong or even if I did things the way I wasn't supposed to, I did it the way I thought was right. Reebok Classics is about religion. I don't mean to be ambiguous. Once that gets out of the way, I'm really excited to get to that point. I really just want to be there where that shit doesn't matter and there's nowhere else I'd rather be than there. We have a lot of fun when we play live. We've played at a few different places in Utah. We love playing at Kilby. We love playing at Beehive. Our CD release is at the Beehive Social Club. That's just a really cool place. We've met a lot of really cool people, and we've been able to have a lot of really cool experiences there. For tuning out, we're planning on doing a good amount of traveling in the next couple months. The day after our release, the release is October 13th, and on October 14th, that Saturday, we're driving up to Boise to do kind of a second release show up there. We played a few shows up there and we're excited to get back to Boise. The weekend after that, we're going to Denver We're going to play a show up there with some friends that we've made along the way. We're excited to do that. It's kind of like we're kind of looking at that as our third release show. We're going to do it out in Denver. And then in November, we're just going to be in California for about a week. We're doing a weekend. We're doing a tour kickoff here in Salt Lake on November 10th. And then after that, we're going to go down to Vegas, and we're going to Phoenix, and then we're going to spend the next week in California just kind of making our way up till we come back home across the 80. Salt Lake City is strange. There's also a lot of really great people. And there's a lot of really great people who are motivated to see Salt Lake be better. And those are the people that inspire me. Really, the sense of community is really strong here. We've been a band for less than 2 years, and we've just made so many friends, and we've met really cool people here in Salt Lake City because of its unique dynamics. I wouldn't want to release this record anywhere else. This record is about our experience here, and whether it's personal experiences or experiences that are wider in scope than just my friends or family that don't look at me the same way anymore. The song you're about to hear is called Tuning Out. It's the title track of the record. And the words from the song really sprung from I was sitting in an Applebee's at the bar after a football game watching a Jimmy Fallon monologue. And it was really not good. I really felt negatively about it. And this song kind of reflects that, and to the bigger point of the song, it kind of talks about all the different things, especially in 2017, that are saturating our lives and really just don't mean anything at all. And this song is kind of a series of lamentations about those things.
Get negligent tattooed onto my neck, then I won't have to explain all of the meaningless decisions that I make. Knitting. Was there ever a doubt about the reasoning for why I'm tuning out? I'm letting myself go, chewing on bones, chasing my tail too close to home. My own, so you should know. Oh, oh, oh. DJ plays a fart noise after every shitty joke, and while it's fitting, isn't it also shitty? But they don't fix what isn't broken, and the ravens have spoken. So when they pass you what they're smoking, listen close. Was there ever a doubt about why I'm tuning out?
So this is entertainment.
Was there ever a doubt?
Catchphrases, laugh tracks, and product placement.
So this is entertainment.
Was there ever a doubt?
Catchphrases, laugh tracks, and product placement.
So this is entertainment.
Catchphrases, laugh tracks, and product placement. No one's looking to be enlightened, just for disposable income, for funding something more important, like you're unraveling a big cable knit sweater that someone keeps knitting and knitting and knitting and knitting and knitting. The late night talk show host is making everybody laugh by being about some other famous dude, and amounts to a Charlie Brown adult voice, condescending white noise through the din of the trombones. Listen, whoa, 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 whoa.
So this is entertainment. Catchphrases, laughter,
so
and
so
pass you on
the spacemen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
so this
whoa,
is entertainment.
you can find us at wickedbears.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We also have Bandcamp. If you want physical copies of our records, you can get them through hiddenhomerecords.com. We're playing a show October 13th. It's a Friday to release the record. It's at the Beehive Social Club on State Street. It's all ages. And we're playing with Sun Sleeper, Cat Ghost, formerly known as Ghost Cat, and Pop Warner. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and it's $7 to get in.
92% of Slug readers attend community arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.